Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and we would like to include your response. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, this November, there will be an election for the U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very, somewhat, or not certain?
Very.
Thank you. Now, first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does, providing a quality education to its students?
Very.
Excellent, good? Excellent, good?
Excellent.
Not so good, poor? Excellent, thank you. And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are too much high, somewhat high, about right, or a little low, given the quality and level of services provided?
About right.
Thank you. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teacher pay to keep CCSD competitive and recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month and higher property tax, or about $6.70 and every 70 cents dollar per year for every 100,000 of home value? Would you vote yes or no?
I have to study it. I have to learn more about it.
I understand, ma'am. Now, the second ballot issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as have replace aging buildings, and expand technical skills.
I'd have to say the same thing. I'd have to learn more about it.
Thank you, ma'am. But just for quality purpose, and since I require to read verbatim, let me finish reading it real quick. Now, expanding technical skills, training to prepare students to fill today's higher-paying and demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on the $950 million bond to meet all these needs if increased property tax by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year for 100,000 of access home value? Again, same answer, right?
Yes.
And then now that a smaller bond means fewer school builders projects, then a large bond will vote yes or no for Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year, increased tax for every 100,000 in home value. Would you vote yes or no on that one?
I'd have to learn more about it.
More research, right. Now, lastly on this topic, the Cherry Creek School District say it could meet all of his needs for school building and repairs and replacements, expand space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal $36 a year for every $100,000 home value. Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Again, I'd have to learn more about it.
Understood, ma'am. Now, following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado. Okay.